Montgomery. Is he a chance to return this week?
Yeah, he's a chance. You know, Monty will do everything he can to make himself available. You know, whether he gets through a fitness test tomorrow, time will tell. The physio's been working with him, you know, around the clock to try and get that calf right, and you know, everyone's hopeful that Monty can make it.
You obviously want to see him out there, if not on Friday, but at least for the Derby game, for the one last game of the season.
Yeah, look, Monty's our captain and leader. You know, we know when he's in the team how much he does to win the ball back for us, and you know, when he's not there, it puts the responsibility onto somebody else. So. You know, he's desperate to play. He's never a happy camper when he's not playing. So, you know, fingers crossed.
If he doesn't play, who will replace it, or who will you look to step up in that midfield?
Look, we've got various options. You know, we tried McGing last week. We've played Fran Stella there as well. So we've got options. We'll wait until the last minute to you know, make that final call on who's going to play and how we're actually going to approach the game.
Would you like to see someone like Rose, for example, Liam Rose, for example, step up and I guess shoulder some of the responsibility?
Look, I think recent performances show that Liam Rose already is doing that. You know, he's a bit of a talisman for us in midfield at the moment. You know, for an 18-year-old to be in control of his game and in control of how we move around the pitch, it's great to watch and great to see him becoming the player that we know he's going to be. He's a fantastic kid with a bright future. The week's the same. We work on all aspects of the game. You know, in possession, in defence, in transition, and when you've got young players in situations that they, you know, every situation is different. Every situation is unique. So, with only 20 A-League games behind them, sometimes. They're all in that same situation together for the first time, and they don't have anything to fall back under, a reference point that they can hold their hat on and say, you know, we can get through this, we can do it. So when the goal goes in and the second goal goes in quickly, it takes a little bit to regroup. We needed half time to regroup and reset and try and go. If we had an experienced leader in the back four, and if we had an experienced leader in the middle of the park on that day, those things wouldn't have happened. So, you know, it's a very steep learning curve, and you know, the players are embracing it. They love training and they love the journey that they're on. We all hate being bottom of the league. We all hate, you know, the number of wins that we've got and so on. So, you know, Wanderers, as massive a challenge as that is, gives us an opportunity to cut out those mistakes again and see if we can get something out of the game. You know, last time we played them at home, we lost 2-1, two errors on our part. And that aside, we were competitive throughout. So we're gonna have a go in a cauldron down there, massive crowd, a new experience for a lot of the players. I'm interested to see how we go. They're training very well. I think there's a resolve there that we need to see, and we've seen. So these young players are a little more vocal. They're a little more less forgiving, or a little less forgiving of things that might be going wrong on the pitch at training, so they're into each other a little bit more, which is a really good sign, because you know, professional football's a tough environment, and they really need to be pulling each other through, and if a hard word needs to be exchanged on the pitch, then so be it. It's not personal, they need to get on with it, but they're coming out of youth football, so they're not used to that level of intensity.
You mentioned before that it would be nice to have someone at the back being a little bit more vocal, and that would have obviously been a Hutch a season or so ago. You'd have had him at the back screaming orders.
Yeah, Hutch in midfield would have organised things and kept things going, you know. And look, we had experienced players in the camp before, and we have to, you know, at the time we needed to make changes for the long-term benefit of the squad and the culture of the organisation. So. Right now we're very actively looking to recruit the right people that are going to take these young talented players forward next year in a much bigger and brighter way, and you know, we're all looking forward to who we can get, and making announcements as soon as we get them, and bringing them into the pre-season program to set us on our way. Roy's moving beautifully. You know, he took an 8-week mid-season break, which we felt was a little harsh after the incident, and he's kept himself in great shape, and he's in he's in better form now than he was when he finished up. But there's a reason for that. The reason for that is the team's actually playing better. They're delivering balls to Roy that he wasn't getting earlier in the season. You know, we had more possession early in the season, but the forward passes to Roy's outstanding runs just weren't being made. And we've now got Luis Garcia pulling the strings in behind him, and we've got players with more intent to play the ball at the right time to Roy, and he's going to feed off that. So once that becomes embedded in the group, you know, next year Roy should be up and around the leading scorers in the league.
At this stage, you just mentioned Garcia and how, you know, he's behind pulling the strings. It'd be great to see him next season doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, look, we're not going to address our internal player retention until after the Jets game. You know, he's been fantastic around the traps and off the field for the club in and around the community. So, you know, he's ticked a lot of boxes since he's been here. But, you know, let's just hope I think for him, he's been here and probably hoped to have made a bigger impression. The team had had more results since his arrival to, you know, help him feel better about his contribution. But he's been fantastic, and I hope that he can share in a couple of great results to finish off the season.
Speaking of Roy, despite those 8 weeks off, he's come back and he's been on fire. That must be a credit to how hard he worked over those 8 weeks.
Yeah, he worked incredibly hard. And, you know, going back to the game, the final game he had before he was suspended against Wellington, he was absolutely on fire that day. He didn't score, but he was creating chances and he was running. He was causing problems and headaches for defenders. And he's very quickly got back to that form. And now with the quality of ball in to him, he's starting to reap the rewards and do what he was brought here to do and what he's paid to do, which is score goals. And, you know, he's now showing the fans what a quality player he is. We've known all year that he's a great guy. We've known all year that we weren't giving him the service that he needs. And now that those two things have come together, he's in great form.